Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I got a job at this new spa in town last week, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to quit. It just opened up and had a huge banner outside their front lobby advertising the need for fresh faces. My boyfriend actually told me to not go because the place seemed weird to him, and that's what eventually led to the big argument. God, I wish I had listened. There's no windows. That's a red flag, he told me. I arrived on Monday for orientation alongside three other women, all young and fresh out of college. Inside the lobby, the place was cleaner than the Sistine Chapel. Our supervisor instructed us we would be changing into uniforms immediately. All of your belongings are going to be taken while you're on the clock. This is so you can focus on our clients and provide them the best service possible, the woman told me.
What's up, Foos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I've worked at jobs that did this before, so I didn't object, and we were given a quick tour of the facility once everyone complied. The place was immaculate. There were stone therapy rooms and saunas. I couldn't help but to notice strange symbols on the walls as we approached different rooms, and I asked what they were for. Just connected to our philosophy here. We believe we can make people better here and heal them, our supervisor said. As the tour ended, we were huddled into a room and told to watch a video that would further explain what sort of experience we were supposed to tailor for the clients. Welcome. Namaste. We hope that your journey here with us is a long one, and the first step is accepting your soul is not yours to have. You are a servant here, a vessel meant for new life to begin, the voiceover said. I didn't even know for sure what this whole process meant, but I assumed it was the spa saying that we were there to cater to the clients. Heck no, I'm not a slave, one woman said and promptly walked out. A few others did as well. I told myself that I needed the money, so I stayed. Remember, the only thing that matters is making our clients become better people. Only you can make that possible. Only your body can heal theirs, the voiceover continued at another segment. You will be a new fire in their life. Their life can be healed through yours. Let us begin and awaken what we are meant to be, the voiceover concluded. They then passed out badges and told us we could use the facilities at our leisure, as long as clients were not there. That perk alone made me stop worrying about the weirdness of the orientation. Tuesday came and went, and I had a few clients that settled me into the routine of things. Our supervisor was super sweet, always checking on us, reminding us to eat, making sure we would use the facilities. I went to the sauna a few times on break. Everything was perfect, and it made me put my guard down. As that first week came to a close, I couldn't help but notice a few of the other women who had started yesterday had already left. It puzzled me. Why would they leave just a cozy job? Are you finding yourself healing? My supervisor asked that next Monday. I told them I was enjoying every aspect of the job. They started to give me more perks, nutritious meals that were provided by the spa, designed for healthier living. It was nice, but that nice facade didn't last long. The next day I overslept and missed my first client, and I was called into the supervisor's office. This is a very important part of your job. Our clients need you here. If you can't accept that we belong to them, then you shouldn't be here at all, they warned me. I found that verbiage strange, but didn't argue. It was my fault for being late. Then as I ate my lunch, one of my coworkers told me to meet them outside for a smoke break. I don't smoke, I told them. If you know what's good for you, you'll follow me, they said. A bit surprised by their warning, I followed and we got far enough away from the spa that she said we could talk freely. I'm telling you this because I've seen you around a few times. You should leave now because you're next on the list, she said. I'm sorry. Next on the list for what exactly? I'm an undercover investigator, and I've seen 7 women disappear from the staff since you got on. Have you wondered where they went? They quit? I guessed. The woman sighed and slid her phone to me. Look through those photos and tell me what you see, she instructed me. I skimmed the pictures and saw she had managed to take pictures of clients entering the facility and then leaving. At first, I didn't notice much of a difference. Then, it was plainly obvious. The person leaving looked remarkably different than the person that had come into the building. Are you sure you didn't just get this mixed up? I asked. But even as I asked that, I could tell it was the same person, except their appearance had radically been altered. I'm fairly certain that the spa is using its employees to somehow alter the appearance of their clients, she said bluntly. That would require major surgical equipment. What you're saying sounds outlandish, I told her. She pointed toward my badge and passed me a blank silver one and said,
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You just got level 2 clearance, right? So the back offices are open. That's where I noticed other staff disappear. This extra badge should override other doors. Go and see for yourself. Why can't you do it? I asked. They're on to me. I have to try and get the word to perform a sting. Today is my last day, so if we don't do this now, I might not be able to prove it, she said. I didn't like the sound of this, but my curiosity got the better of me at the end of my shift. I told my supervisor I would stay late for paperwork and went toward the back corridors using my badge to get inside. Using the silver badge at the next door, I held my breath, expecting it to fail. Instead, the door opened and I was in a long, shiny corridor with more strange symbols. When I got to the next room, I found surgical uniforms and my heart beat faster. Switching into one and slipping a face mask on, I went to the next corridor and found rows of hospital beds. Some of them had people on them. Moving quickly, I went to a nearby surgical theater and watched as some of the nurses that worked as my supervisor took an unconscious woman into the next room. They told me to come and assist. I was too terrified to argue and had to keep my disguise. In the operating room, one of the clients was wheeled in and given anesthesia. The next thing I knew, I was watching as they began to perform plastic surgery on the two people.
Today, a life has been given for a life, one of the doctors announced. The others chanted a strange phrase and bowed their heads. Then they began the next part of the treatment. To my horror, they made incisions and began to take out organs one by one, any that they felt were viable for the client. And then slowly they replaced them, and eventually the body of the employee was basically a bloody mess. I excused myself to the restroom and vomited profusely. This was all the proof the investigator would need. I managed to leave without being seen and tried to find the investigator the next day at work. But they were now gone too. I asked my supervisor about it and she smiled, almost as if aware of the truth we had discovered. I'm afraid they couldn't continue with our vision. We had to fill their position with a more willing servant, she said. You are willing to give your all for the clients too, aren't you? She asked. I lied and said I was. Then today I called in sick. I'm afraid if I go back, I won't be able to leave. I don't know if the cops will even believe what is happening. This many people going missing should raise red flags, but so far, I haven't seen anything to indicate the spa will be shut down. I think they're watching me now, too, and it won't be long before I'm used for their rituals. God forgive me, I won't go back. I've been under a lot of stress lately from work, and my boyfriend has noticed, so he decided to surprise me with a gift basket which included a chance to go to try out a newly opened spa. It was a ticket for two, but he said he didn't want to go, so I called up one of my friends, Mel, and asked if she wanted to join me that Friday. Manicure and sauna? For free? Sign me up, she said excitedly. I pulled up the spa's website to confirm our reservations and then hugged my boyfriend so tight I was sure that his arms would pop off. Once everything was set up, the rest of that week flew by and it was finally Friday. Mel picked me up around 10 and we found the place in less than 20 minutes. As soon as we got in the parking lot, I got a funny feeling we were in the wrong place.
There are no other cars here, I said as I looked around. The building didn't look like the website, but the address matched. Maybe they're still designing everything, Mel suggested as she shut the car off and grabbed her purse. I didn't know for sure what to make of the empty space, but followed her indoors. There was only one employee at the front desk, an older woman that looked like she was one day away from death's door. She leaned against a cane and adjusted her glasses as she opened up the registration book, asking what time her reservation was for. 11, Mel said as I showed her the certificate that gave us a free spa day. The woman seemed surprised by the coupon and took it from us, examining it as best as she could.
Are you sure about this? The woman asked, her voice cracking as she struggled to stand upright.
It's free, yeah? She typed in the certificate information and then told us to sit and wait. A short while later, two younger women arrived in scarlet kimonos and guided us toward the first room. I was pleased to see that the stone sanctum they used for their rock massage was a lot better looking than the other parts of the facility.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Maybe Mel was right and they focused their money here, I thought. As we got to the first stage of the spa, an employee told us to place all of our belongings into a locker room nearby and they would provide us with robes to wear during our stay.
Now this is more like it, Mel exclaimed, laughing as she ran to the closest changing room.
I sent a quick snapshot to my boyfriend to tell him we made it here.
You can't do that, ma'am, the employee told me, extending their hand to take the phone from me.
Confused, I realized I hadn't read through their policies and apologized as I deleted the photo. Maybe that was to keep other people's privacy, but Mel and I were the only ones there. I gave up my cell phone and went to the other changing room, undressing and getting comfortable in robe. The employees then guided us to lay down on the tables and told us our massage therapist would arrive shortly. I've been waiting for this, Mel hummed. She relaxed on the table and closed her eyes and I did the same. The room was quiet for a few minutes and I nearly fell asleep. Then I heard a noise from the nearby door and opened my eyes just barely to see two petite women enter wearing face masks and scarlet kimonos. Lay back and relax, they ordered as I turned my head. It was the first time I noticed there were cameras in the corners of the room. That struck me as odd, and despite the fact that they were very soothing with their hands, I didn't like the idea of anyone else in the spa watching me. What are those cameras for? I asked as I lay back down.
Just for your own privacy, ma'am, and our own legal protection, one therapist told me. I heard Mel snicker.
Don't worry, Brittany, they aren't looking at us, she said. I tried to remain calm and enjoy the massage, but I kept thinking I could feel the camera watching me. Once the massage ended, it was time for the sauna. The older woman came in and whispered something to the younger women, and they then told us we would be going to separate rooms for the treatment.
Guess I'll see you on the other side, Mel said.
I couldn't help but to wonder why, since it didn't seem like anyone else was here, but I decided to not press the issue. Once in the sauna, I let the heat hit me and relaxed fully. Closing my eyes, I told myself all of my worries were for nothing. When I woke, another petite lady informed me it was time for the mani-pedi, the final step of the process, and I groggily followed her to the next room. As I settled in, I kept checking the door to see when Mel would join me, but she never did.
Did my friend already finish? I asked the lady as they started on my toes.
Excuse me, miss?
My friend, she went to the other sauna over there, I said, pointing toward the door on the right. The lady seemed confused about what I was saying and didn't respond, focusing on finishing my toes. When I was done, Mel still hadn't showed up, and I thought maybe she was waiting at the front lobby, but she wasn't there either.
Is everything all right? The older woman asked as I approached the counter.
I'm just waiting for my friend, I explained. This time, the older woman was the one to look perplexed.
Your friend? Ma'am, you came alone, she told me. I stared at her for a long moment, realizing she was dead serious and chuckled back.
No, I didn't. You might have me confused with another client. I came with a blonde woman. Her name is Mel, I told her.
The woman paused and checked her computer. I'm sorry, I only have you registered, she told me.
Well, that isn't right. Check your security feed. We were here together, I said.
Ma'am, I can't pull the camera simply because you claim that you came with a friend. Our records show there is no one else here, she said defiantly. I sighed in frustration and pointed toward the locker. Her stuff is over there in that locker. What the heck are you people trying to pull? Is this like punked or something? I asked angrily. There's no need to raise your voice. I'm afraid that you must be confused, and I'm not about to have you disturbing my facility with that attitude, the older woman replied. I glared at her and stormed out to the parking lot, trying to figure out what to do. Mel's car was no longer parked outside. Realizing that made me suddenly wonder if that bad feeling I had earlier was right. Something was off here. I called my boyfriend and asked him what I should do. His response was succinct. Call the cops. If there's camera footage, they can pull it, he said. I did just that, and they arrived in 15 minutes. They took my statement first and then walked inside to the spa to request the footage. At the first, I could tell the older woman was reluctant to comply, but eventually, she led us to the security room near the east side of the building. Why do you keep footage of your clients anyway? An officer asked. I was glad to see it wasn't just odd to me. Security, sir. You wouldn't believe how often people come here and claim a masseuse touched them inappropriately, or some client claims their items were stolen, the woman said as she gave me a cold stare. The officer accepted that reasoning, and we watched as the footage for the day played. It was grainy and choppy, but I saw one person laying on a massage table face down in the room. There was no sign of another client. The older woman fast-forwarded, and when the footage ended, the police seemed satisfied, but I was mortified. You can't even tell if that's me in the picture. They could have doctored this, I shouted. Ma'am, there are no other cameras in the building, and no evidence suggests your friend was ever here. I'm not exactly sure what's going on, but I think we're done here, the first officer decided, and then apologized to the spa owner as we were led back to the front lobby. I immediately felt a knot in the pit of my stomach as we were walking toward the end of the hall. Can I use the restroom? I asked. The woman nodded absently, and I ducked inside to calm myself down and think. There were only a few other doors in that facility. They had to have taken Mel in one of them, I thought. But how was I going to get there?
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step 1. Go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step 2. Collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step 3. Play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games. All for free?
Step 4. Unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I breathed in and out and finally had a plan. It was a stupid, crazy plan, but at least I had one. I waited a few more minutes and stepped back out to the hallway, casually walking to the front as I waited for a therapist to come by. One of them had a badge that I knew opened doors in the spa. As soon as they were next to me, I snatched the badge and ran. Behind me, I heard shouting as I found the closest door and scanned the badge. On the other side, I used a few stray cleaning items to block the door and then looked around. There was a nearby facility blueprint for fire escapes, and I saw on the map there was a location marked Employees Only to my right. I heard what sounded like a smoke alarm going off, and I knew that my time was limited, so I ran to that door and swiped the badge again. On the other side, there were stairs leading to what looked like a loading dock. Except this was for an underground tunnel that had a large 18-wheeler sitting next to it. I snuck towards the truck, trying to figure out what all of this was for, when I heard voices and hid behind boxes. The shipment has been paid for. Get it moving tonight. Here's extra for scrubbing the footage. I peeked out and saw a line of women with chains on their hands and feet. All of them were still in their spa robes, including my friend. They were being loaded onto the truck. I ran to the truck once they were loaded, my mind racing. Mel had been sold? What the heck was happening here? I was too terrified to even fathom it. Instead, I climbed to the passenger side of the truck and listened to make sure it was empty. Inside, I found the keys and quickly cranked the engine. I shifted to drive and heard shouts as the driver and spa employee tried to stop me. Instead, I floored it, going down the tunnel. It came out on the highway about 2 miles down the road, and I saw the same cops I had bothered earlier getting ready to merge with traffic. As quick as I could, I drove the truck into the middle of the road and slammed on my brakes to get their attention. Collapsing in exhaustion and fear, I waited as they swarmed the truck and demanded I get out. Inside, there were at least 20 women, all being shipped to God knows where. Thanks to me, the spa was shut down, but who knows how many came there before and never returned. Next time, I told my boyfriend with a nervous, frightened chuckle, just send me to the nail salon.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.